Time now is 8:31. This is KKWC FM 95.7, Webster City, and time now for a Monday edition of the Community Corner. Well, coming up on Sunday afternoon, it's a chance for you to see the battle of all battles. In a way, we have the Webster City firefighters and law enforcement involved for a very special cause. It is for Special Olympics, and I have with us this morning, we have Devin West. Also, we have from the Webster City Police Department, we have Dylan Rose. And Jeremy Eslin from the Webster City Fire Department. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Happy Monday to you. You're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. That's what we like to see here. So this is the first time something like this has happened here in Webster City. Who wants to talk about that?
Correct. This is the first year that we've decided to do this. It kind of came about this summer when we were playing softball, and we were looking at doing some sort of a cause or doing something to benefit having this available for us. Webster County, Fort Dodge, and the Fort Dodge Fire Department, they usually do theirs over there, and it's for SOS. This year, we decided that we were going to do something, have that available to our area of law enforcement and fire department. So I spoke with the fire department and decided it was going to be a good idea to benefit Special Olympics.
And they just had something like this in Fort Dodge not too long ago.
Correct. They had it last month, and it benefited their SOS over there. We don't have anything like that over here anymore, I don't believe, so we wanted to find the next best thing.
I want to give credit to the man that started that over in the Fort Dodge area. A tragic loss to that community, and as well the pastor, Pastor Al, which will come with my last name. Anyway, he was sadly died a couple of years ago. 2 years ago, and then, but to the spirit of the SOS program, thanks to Fort Dodge PD, Webster County Sheriff's Office, and the Fort Dodge Fire Department continues to live on.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They enjoy it a lot over there, so I figured it'd be something nice for us to try over here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some of the roles that you're all involved in. Dylan, what's your
aspect? I'm part of getting donations and stuff to raise money, extra money. At the event, we're going to have a half a hog raffle, a Yeti cooler raffle donated by Zach Ehlert at Channel Seed. Also, we're going to have some autographed pictures from some Iowa Hawkeyes that we're going to have at the event. There's going to be possibly a big surprise at the event, still kind of working on that. Just anything that we raise for the event is going to go to Special Olympics, so hopefully we have a good turnout. There should be plenty of stuff to bid on and in the raffle, so please show up and show some support for Special Olympics if everybody could.
Indeed. Now, Jeremy, what's your role in this gathering come Sunday?
Mostly our role has been just support them with whatever they need us to do and promote the event and show up and hopefully win the event.
Don't know if that's going to happen.
We're going to try.
We got a little rivalry going on here, folks.
So let's, friendly rivalry.
Friendly rivalry, of course. Now, let's talk about some of the team members involved. Did you want to mention who do you have for the PD, gentlemen?
I believe this year for the PD we have somewhere in the area of 4 to 5 from the PD. The Sheriff's Office has probably 4, and then we're going to get the Iowa State Patrol involved with us, all the officers that work in Hamilton County. There's probably going to be about 14 total players for the peace officer team.
And how about you, Jeremy?
We've got, I believe, about 23 of our members on the Webster City Fire Department signed up to play, and of our volunteers, which is a really good turnout. Out of 30 members, we've got 23 or so of them playing, so that's good.
All athletically prone, I believe, there to play softball.
Next question, please. Okay. just kidding. Yeah. No, we'll be ready. We're just there for, it's just for fun. So
right. And going to a good cause.
Absolutely. And going to a good cause.
Mm-hmm. How about Special Olympics? And, of course, they had the torch run early this year, but it was a little different again this year.
Absolutely. This year we were able to get a little bit more involved with the Special Olympics. Last year with the whole COVID thing, they didn't really want us to run with them, but they were able to partake this year. I believe we had Nick Olson. He, as always, he's going to lead the way.
Yeah, lead to Nick.
And he's, from the sounds of it, he's going to be our peace officer team coach. So he does a good job. The whole Special Olympics, it's it's great to involve something like that around here.
Right. And of course they do that in Ames, so if they haven't done it in person for the last few years, they had to call off last year because of you know what. And then this year was kind of a Zoom edition for Special Olympics with this year through the state.
Right. This year, like I said, we were lucky to be able to partake in that. It started at the college, and we ran to the middle school. Nick led us all the way there. Mm-hmm. And on our travels there, we saw all the Special Olympians sitting on the side cheering us off.
Very good. So that's coming up on Sunday, October 3rd, and that starts at 11 o'clock. So it's going to be all day, right, for this event thereabouts, you think?
Yeah, it's scheduled for 11 to 3. Mm-hmm. So we got a game at 11, I believe we got a game at 3. So there's two games. So the peace officers can beat the firefighters twice, I guess.
Yeah.
Now settle down, children. No, it's all for a good cause. And, of course, all of you get along so superbly. Now, the Peace Officers Association, it's been around for a long time. And they've been involved in some other activities, too, in Webster City and Hamilton County.
Yes. Pat, usually this time of year, we do the Pack the Paddy Wagon. Usually, Hy-Vee steps in and donates. They get together with Custom Meats and they donate all the food for that day. It's a free will donation. But this year, we decided with the softball event, I reached out to Ryan Williams there at Hy-Vee, and they're more than willing to be on board, come do the cookout on Sunday with us. We've got Pepsi as a sponsor too. They're donating water. Hy-Vee, Custom Meats. We couldn't have done it without all of them. A late addition that wanted to hop on board and do what they could was Stein Heating and Cooling. So we got pretty lucky this year with a lot of other people stepping in and wanting to help us out.
Awesome.
The title sponsor, Carl Chevrolet, too, stepped in and put some money into the event. Big thank you to Carl Moyer and Brian Spangler to always step up and help out events like this. Stand-up Locker donated all the processing for the pigs. Elert Seed, Zach Elert, down there in Stanhope, bought a cooler to donate. Just all the autograph stuff. It's just great the communities came together for this event in a short time to raise money for Special Olympics.
And fantastic. And, of course, Peace Officers Association, they're also involved with the golf outing each summer. They finally had one last July, which was well attended.
Absolutely, Pat. That is one of the best events that the Peace Officer Association gets to put on for the community. And I know a lot of the guys with the fire department, they come and play that day as well. So it's a big, big community outing. And as usual, I think this year we've raised the $20,000 for the, which family was it, Devin?
I can't think off the top of my head, but they're out of Indianola, tragic loss of their father, four kids and a wife left behind. He was a vet. All the money raised went to them. Again, the community pulled together for that event like they do every year and raised $20,000 to give to that family. So, you know, we're getting this thing put together short time, you know, for the softball tournament, but I'm hoping we raise some good money for this event with the raffle, the half a hog, and the coolers and some of the other stuff. Just everybody come out and support this event. We need everybody's support so we can get some money for Special Olympics.
Oh, we can't forget the fire department, too. You have a golf outing.
Yeah, we have our annual golf outing every year out at Briggs Woods.
Mm-hmm. And that's just to benefit purchase of new equipment.
Yeah, we use the money we raised for that to buy new equipment for the fire station. Uh-huh. Whatever we would need and want to use.
Very good. So that's coming up Sunday. Starts at 11 o'clock and runs to about 3. And there's just so much going on. People can give as much as they like, right?
Absolutely. We're just hoping that the community comes down and supports us down there. It's going to be a fantastic day, and the weather looks like it's going to be awesome.
Oh, it should be.
So we're really, really hoping that this becomes a second strong event like the golf benefits. So
I take that back there, Mr. Rose, because they're saying a 20% chance of showers on Sunday, but hopefully they're wrong.
Temperature's
supposed to be nice. We're supposed to have hopefully some autumn weather. I know this weather isn't bad, but let's think about autumn in the 60s and 70s.
Absolutely.
Nice weather. Anything else for the good of the cause here, gentlemen, this morning?
No.
Again, we just want to thank all the sponsors that jumped on board with us this this couldn't have been done without them, and it couldn't have been done without a couple of the members here that really tried to get everything in line for the Peace Officer Association. Again, I want to thank Devin for his time and getting all the donations. I want to thank the fire department for everything they're doing for us, too. So hopefully we can have a good turnout and make it a pretty neat day for everybody.
Maybe an annual event.
I hope so. Yeah. I really do.
That would be nice.
So, great to work together with the fire departments and the law enforcement committee for the first ever Guns and Hoses event coming up this Sunday, starting 11 o'clock, and that'll be taking place at Nokomis Park. Give as much as you like. There's food there, and maybe some other, from what Devin said, maybe some surprises along the way.
Yes, possible surprise. I'm still working on that. Hopefully I can get that pulled off this week, and maybe somebody will show up, and we'll have some entertainment.
Okay, we'll wait and see on that. So I think that's it. So, gentlemen, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks for your time, Pat.
All right, that does it for our Community Corner for today. I'm Pat Powers. It's 8:42.